Aleishur Chelek Beis Kuf Lamed Hey. This is the Shaar Sheni, Pesicha Leshaar HaMusar. Introduction to the section of the Sefer dealing with Musar. Says the author, Devarim Gedolim Va'amukim Lamadu B'Shaar Rishon Al Ha'adam Al Atira. We learned great and deep things in the first section of the Sefer about the individual and about Tira. Harei Yedi'ois Amukois Kibalu. We've learned and absorbed great deep knowledge. To live with this knowledge is something else altogether. Those are two different things. Notwithstanding all the good knowledge that we have, the deep, wide knowledge that we have, it's quite possible to nonetheless live a very simple, unsophisticated life, which is not congruent with one's knowledge. Unfortunately, this is not uncommon, that we see a competent Torah scholar, he can learn deeply. His behavior does not reflect the depth of his learning. The depth of his learning is streets ahead, light is ahead of the way that he lives. Uvaruhu, it's quite clear, we've made this point many times. Our desire, a yearning, our aspiration is to live a life of perfection, not to just know about a life of perfection. The pasuk in Mishlei, Shamayim larum ve'eretz la'oimek ve'lev melachim ein chekir. It speaks about the heights of the heavens and the depths of the land, of the earth. And the heart of kings cannot be plumbed. Amukam oidiha beri'ah. The creation is deep. Amukam oidiha historia. History is deep. Anikbas belev melachim. The history which is related to and associated with the hearts of kings. Avali yicholim lichyos ba'olam befashtus. But still, one can live with a great simplicity. And here, simplicity not in a positive sense, a lack of sophistication. One can live that way. Dorchim ala karka mibli lachshov ala tamun betachtiyos ha'aretz. One can trample the ground without giving a second thought to that which is hidden under the earth. One looks upwards, gazes at the heavens, only to know whether one should take one's umbrella. Without sensing anything about the exaltedness of the heavens. One gazes at the newspaper and sees what this president said or that minister. What happened near or far? Without sensing at all the depth of providence active through history. That's obvious to everyone. But unfortunately, this extends into our life in Torah and Mitzvot. One can live a life of superficiality. Of course, we're talking about a person who's observant. So he wears tzitzis. Manichim tefillin. He has tefillin shemirim Shabbos. Of course, he keeps Shabbos. It's imidei chovas tefila mibeli l'argish klal be'amkus ha-mitzvois. Without sensing the depth of mitzvois. Ma'aminim emunah peshuta. A person comes to believe that his belief is emunah peshuta. Beli kol yisbo'inenus. Without reflection uveli l'adas ba'ezu avodah me'umetes al esal ha-maminim gedolim la'il emunah peshuta. Without knowing how much toil it took the great ma'aminim to reach emunah peshuta. And again, as we said above, a person can learn Gemara with what he terms iyun. It's in inverted commas. La'avoir al Gemara pirushash litayis feis. To learn the sugya, listakel b'cham yishen v'achaonim. Look at this one and that one. Yeah, a couple of sforim open. Le'achez b'ezo kushya o le'teretzesa. To home in on some difficulty and answer it. V'arei lamdu b'iyun. And then to convince oneself that one has learned the sugya b'iyun. Ach be'oimek ha'sugya lo nag'uklar. Without even touching the depth of the sugya. V'chamu, as we said above, gam ha'amkan ha'amiti, even really accomplished Gemara scholars, yachoil lichyos b'chayav ha'piratiyim k'echad ha'peshutim. He can live a very superficial life like any unsophisticated person. This is fairly common. I think we understand these ideas. U'v'emes, now comes the deeper question. Why is it necessary to strive for depth? A person can be a good Jew, like we described above, to live with superficiality, and to live a decent life. We're not talking about somebody who's not living a decent life. Why is this necessary? The answer is this. It's possible to avoid, to ignore deeper levels of everything, to be a good Jew. But such a life will be devoid of rejuvenation, of novelty, of newness. Every day will resemble the previous one. Everything will be down to routine, to doing things by rote. Every discovery, whether it's in the natural world or in the Torah world, is only accomplished through penetrating depths, going beyond the superficial. We'll make this point in greater detail later on in the discussion on MS, the set of essays that speaks about MS. The author will focus on this point. But MS is achieved only by going through the superficial levels, penetrating deeper. Kol chidush amiti b'Torah nitzar rak al yedei yirida l'emka. Every true novel insight into Torah is created only by going deeper than the surface. To renew oneself, to discover new layers within oneself, to develop oneself, comes only with a penetration into the depth of one's psyche. It's only at the depth that one touches points of truth. Furthermore, there's one thing that is completely beyond the reach of a person who lives a superficial life, and that is Yiras Shamayim. Alea Neema, regarding Yiras Shamayim, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Im tevakshena kakesef, if you seek it like silver, uchmat monim tachpesen, and you search for it like hidden treasures, as tovin Yiras Hashem, you'll understand it, V'das Elokim Timtza, and you'll find Das Elokim. B'li chipus v'amaka, without a search, without depth, afilu lo tida ma yira. The person will not even know what is Yiras Shamayim. Again, there's a set of essays at the end of the Sefer which is devoted to Yiras Shamayim. U'mayim chayim b'li yira, what is a life without yira? V'ulai yomar isha pashut, perhaps the straightforward, superficial person will retort, Hare kama pa'amim ani shema drasha, I've heard Drashayis, I've heard the shiurim about Yirah. We're going to respond with the words of Rabbeinu Yonah. On this pasuk, Mayim amukim eitza belev ish, it speaks about deep water, and compares that to the counsel in the heart of man. Ha'isha shehunoveh mekor chokhma kenachal, a person who's a wellspring of wisdom. Divrei piv kemayim amukim, his words are like deep waters. Asher lo yagi adam lishtos mehem ad asher yitrach vidlosam. You can't benefit from this water until you go to the trouble of pulling it up. You have to go into the well down and then pull the water up. It takes effort. And so to here, kein lo yavin ish divrei chacham v'anavoyin. So to the superficial person will not understand the words of the wise person. V'lo yamoid al da'atoy, and he just will not understand it. Zulas beterach, unless there's an effort. Certain preparations of the heart to understand. Uvale hazhir bin Adam. So this pasuk comes to tell people, b'sham'am divrei chacham v'nevoyim, when they hear the words of a wise person, sheloy yedabu b'nafsham ki ivinu divarav limishma adam. They should not imagine, they should not rather delude themselves that they truly understood what he said, lavoy at techonasam, to really understand them well, v'lamod at techlis abina b'hem, to get all the to the nth degree of these words, mibili yisyeshev, unless a person is misyeshev, v'heshev oisam el alev pa'amayim shalosh, revisits these words and analyzes them twice and thrice. Ufe'amim rabbi yisyeri chacham bidvarav, many times the chacham will elaborate, lichlol b'hem ta'am, asher yesalek midvarav kol koshi u'shuva. He included already in his words a certain reasoning which is designed already to repel any difficulty. He anticipates the difficulty and is already including in his words the response to that difficulty. But the listener will not understand it unless he analyzes these words and thinks about them deeply. Then he'll see it. It's possibly related to a different pasuk in Mishlei, that Rish'us is connected to contempt. Ki ha-rasha yavuz lidivrei ha-maskilim. The rasha often expresses contempt for the words of the wise. He actually didn't understand. That's why he has contempt. He did not understand what they were saying. Ad kan. Kach tzirichim lishmo. This is how a person has to hear. Aval mi shomei hayom drasha ve'af sicha musaris kach. But who today listens in this way? To hear a drasha and to take it in this way that Rabbi Yonah describes and analyze it and think about it once or twice and try and identify within it the solution to problems that the speaker already anticipated. Very few, if any, listen this way today. Now, Haboirei Sborach Hu Tamir Ve'Ne'elam Tamirin D'Tamirin. The Boirei is hidden. He is very much hidden. Misha'enu Misboninu Ma'amik. Somebody who doesn't contemplate and reflect and goes into the depth of things, Ketzadim Tzeinu. How is he going to find him? That's the answer. A person who lives a superficial life, like we described on the previous page, is not going to have any entrance into Yiras Shamayim. Furthermore, Oid davar echad alein radas, we have to know one more thing, v'hu olai chamor me'akol, perhaps the most severe of all. Hanavi Royem, the Navi Yeshayahu, roars, Hoi ha'ma'amikim me'ashem lastir eitza, v'ya b'machshach ma'asem, their deeds are in the dark, v'yamru, mi ro'enu mi'yadenu, they say, who sees us, who knows? V'oid, furthermore, says the Navi, shuvu la she'emiku sara b'nei Yisrael. He speaks about b'nei Yisrael, he'emiku sara. When it comes to misdeeds, they are deep. And this is the point. Im ein oimek be'avodas Hashem. A person may not have depth in his avodas Hashem. Be'yetzer ve'chet be'vaday Hashem. But he'll find that when it comes to yetzer and chet, there's definitely sophistication and depth. That it's very easy. There the person will have depth and sophistication, even if he doesn't have it in avodas Hashem. Ha'roitzer she'itnu lo kavod o matana o tanug. A person striving for something, some position, some recognition, some pleasure. Kama ma'amiku kedei la'asigam. That person is capable of very great depth in order to attain those things. Ve'chazal machmirim baze o yeser. Chazal go even further. Harei kama pamim over adam avira ve'oimer halevai shelir eni adam. Person does a transgression and it's... Voimer here doesn't mean literally that he says, but he's thinking, as long as nobody sees me, as long as nobody knows, then it's fine. We're ignoring the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does see him. Yeah? He said to his Talmidim on his deathbed in Brachos Dav Chaf Ches, Yehi Mora Shamayim Alechem Kemora Basav Adam. Halevai, you should have Mora Shamayim like you're afraid of people. If you would avoid whatever you do because you don't want people to know or to see, Alevah, that should be the level in Yirah Shamayim. V'inei, kasher shalut al midav o yisoyim ipnei ma'ichmir Torah beganav yisoyim migazlan. He's told me to ask him, why is the Torah more machmir for a ganav than a gazlan? He pays chamisha v'arba instead of just returning it, whatever it is. The Torah is more machmir with a ganav. Omar, he answered, ze yishva kevoid evid lichvoid koinoi. The one who is a gazlan, who does things openly, so he equates the human being with his creator. But the one who acts surreptitiously, the ganav, he does it in the night, so he's more afraid of people than he is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if he's imagining HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know, he's unaware. So as long as I avoid people and I do things at night secretly, nobody will know. That's why the Torah is more machmir with the ganav than the gazlan who's more brazen. Shneimah, and he quotes this pasuk in Yeshayahu that we just said above, Hoy ha-ma'amikim me'ashem lastir itza. They are ma'amik. They do have sophistication and depth when it comes to hiding things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vaya machshach b'machshach ma'asim. This is in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Tes. Klomar, to paraphrase, ha-gazlan lo yorem mi'bnei adam k'dei asher lo yorem mi'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gazlan fears nobody, and there's a certain benefit in that, we're saying. Is just like he doesn't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does his things in the open, he robs. Aval ganav kibet adam yisem mekono. The ganav has this extra element where seemingly he's more concerned for people than for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sharei yarei mibnei adam, he's afraid of being caught, that's why he does things stealthily. Ume'ayin shel ma'ala lo nizam. But he is not concerned about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Velechen onshei yisech amu shemashalem kefel. He pays double. That's what I should have said above, not arba v'chamisha. He pays kefil as opposed to just having to return the goods. Hare al kegoin zenemas. This is what the Novi is speaking about. Hoi ha-ma'amikim me'ashem lastir eitza. There they do sophistication. So this is the point that we make in this paragraph. If a person doesn't have sophistication and depth in his Avodas Hashem, nonetheless he must know that when it comes to Chatoim and that, people are very capable. We're very capable of finding depth and sophistication over there. A person who takes this straightforward approach of lack of sophistication, what's he going to do if in Avodas Hashem everything is straightforward, routine, rote, but his Yetzer is not like that at all. His Yetzer is innovative and creative. How's he going to fight the Yetzer with his lack of sophistication? After all of this, say Chazal in Pesachim Daf Nundalad, Shiv'a Dvarim Echusim Ibnei Adam, there are seven things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid to a certain extent from humanity. V'chad mehem Oimek Hadin. How far, how deep the judgment goes. Dai haya b'din pashut l'afchid es Adam. It would have been sufficient to frighten the person with din pashut. Ach ma yaseh mi'amiku b'chol ma'asav la'mod al shosham amiti. What's the person going to do if, when it comes to his deeds, they'll be examined all the way down to the true root. And possibly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu digs into his Ma'asim Tovim, also it will become clear that the root is not all that great. Therefore, because of everything we said above, it's imperative to live with depth in one's life, in one's terror, in one's reflection upon oneself. V'chach kosav admoir zecho yagin alenu, this is what Rav Yerucham writes, b'ma'amar chomer v'tzura, in that ma'amar, speaking about chomer v'tzura, ha'nechshav la'tzava asher, it's considered often to be his like last will and testament. It was written or given over very soon before the death of Rav Yerucham in 1936. It's considered like his will. And he writes, v'tzuras yeshivaseinu mahi, this is a very often quoted passage. It's a well-known passage from Rav Yerucham. What is the tzura of a yeshiva? Lalun be'oymka shel halacha v'alimud be'iyun rav. This expression is from Gemara itself. Lalun be'oymka shel halacha. The Gemara speaks about Yeshua on the night before the battle with Yerichoy. Right? It says lan be'oymka shel halacha, to be in the depth of the halacha, to learn be'iyun rav. To broaden one's analysis, to sharpen one's mind, to fulfill this injunction of Chazal, that when the Pasuk says, Chazal darshan shiyu divrei Torah mechudodim beficha, these words should be sharp in your mouth. ומי יכול לסבונן בגודל מנס הדברים, שיהיה אדם משכיל בכל דבריו, that a person in all his ways, a person should be משכיל. Nothing should be done because it is taken for granted. Nothing should be done without reflection and thought. ולא לחיות חיי פשוט, not to live the life of a simple. ושזו יש סכנס כל אדם רחמנה ליצן כידוע, and this is the danger that every individual faces. He quotes a pasuk over here, אדם טועה מדרך השכל וקהל רפאים ינוח, חס וחלילה. If a person strays from the path of the mind, then the end is no good. ובכל הדברים ירד חס וחלילה מטה, and then he will descend in all matters. Says the author, זהו עניין המוסר לחיות חיי עומק. We have here an interesting definition already. The concept of Musar is to live a life of depth, of profundity. And as we said at the beginning of this chapter, there's a very large distance between deep knowledge and deep life. Those are two, unfortunately, separate things. One can know a lot and not apply it. Both of those aspects of Musar, we're going to come back to them many times. The two pillars of Musar are Limuda Musar, first to learn it, and we will learn how to learn Musar, and the Havuida Musar, and the application of it and the practice. Noisedu al Chokhma Amuka, they were founded on a deep wisdom, Kafishi Yivu'a Bezaz Rebbe, as we will explain. Shnehem, both of them, Pesachim Meimad Chadash Bifnius Adam, they open new dimensions in a person's inner life, asher mish eno isek b'hem, so that a person is not involved in this, b'shum oifin en yachol adas mehem b'dor hazeh. He will not be aware of these things. It will be a completely opaque wall to him in this generation. He will not be capable of appreciating what we are talking about. Yodanu gam yodanu. We know very well. Ki ad hayoyim lo nidam kol anos chalushal met. That to this day, this voice, and he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, has not gone silent. The voice itself says to the person, Chadal b'ni lishma musar. Stop hearing musar. Stop it. Leave it alone. Lishkos b'amoydas ad b'li al yalitz. We know that that voice speaks to us, ulam gam zeh yosidanu, but we know full well as well, ki chol pera musar meshalem b'ad zeh, that a person who ignores musar will pay for it, ad churban atzmoy, ultimately to the destruction of himself. Ki, as the pasuk says, pera musar mo'es nafshei. The one who denies and denigrates musar really despises his own soul. That's number one. Ulam gam zeh yosidanu. Furthermore, another point that needs to be made is, Ki ein esek ha-musar hu terufas pelaim. Involved in this musar is not a magic potion. It's not automatic. No guarantees. Asher ha-esek bo muchach le-atzliach. So that one involved musar necessarily will succeed. There are no guarantees. Utkifalenu b'chiyaz chazal. We feel very strongly the fact that Chazal cried, Chazal wept. Al pesukim kegoin yitein ba'afar piu. That type of pasuk, it's from Chagiga Dav Dalet, where the Gemara says that when certain Amoraim came to these psukim, they cried because there was no guarantee. Ula yesh tikva, the Gemara, the pasuk said. Perhaps. And another pasuk, Bakashu tzedek, Bakashu anava, seek justice and humility. Ulai tisatru biyom af Hashem. Perhaps. Furthermore, sin ura v'ahavu toiv, v'atzigu b'sha'a mishpat, so hate evil, love good, etc. Ulay yechonin Hashem lo kitzvakos. And the Gemara says it, kulei hai v'ulay, and it's a repeating refrain in the Gemara, over and over. Kulei hai v'ulay, all of the, even maybe. So those psukim in that Gemara convey the idea that there's no guarantee. Don't think that involving musar is a magic bullet that will solve all problems. Loi kalai avodas adam. We're not saying that this is easy, that this to be a human being is easy. Aval eitzaches bilvad esek musar, which is no other path other than involving the musar. Ein. There is no other path. Ve'yashar hoilech yetzliach bezas Hashem yisboach. One who is going straight in sincerity, he means Hashem will succeed. This is how we begin. Finally. דברים אלה נכתבים בשנת אבל על גדול הדויר. מרן הגאון רבי ישראל יעקב קניאבסקי הסטייפלר. So these words were written in the year of mourning for גדול הדויר, the stipler. So he's talking about, when was it, 1984, 1986. That's when we're talking about. This was written somewhere around the 1986 or so. This is when the stipler passed away. הוא הגאון שהעמיד את המוסר מקומו. He was a גאון who placed מוסר in the right frame, who amar meforash, he said explicitly, shashekida muflaga einah mevi'a be'echach libideis tovois. We have seen this point, and we will see it again many times, that remarkable and exemplary shekida, being a really diligent student of Gemara, does not necessarily bring to midois tovois. A person can spend years and years diligently learning Gemara, and it doesn't necessarily mean that he'll be a Baal Midois Tevois. V'chashen ish'al, he was asked, Allah Tira, me'adenes es Allah yimedach. The Torah makes the one who studies it more gentle, it makes him more me'udan, gentle and sensitive. Heshiv al zeh, he said, v'vadai, certainly, that's correct. Yesh ka'elu, she'ilu lo ilamdu Torah, there are those people that, had they not learned Torah, hayu rachman al-etzal megedach yestor fois. There would have been vildechayas, mamash, rotzchim. There would have been uttered vildechayas. Ve'al yadei halimut bishkida palat, because through learning, through the fact that they grew up in Torah society and went to yeshiva and spent years there and whatever, so Baruch Hashem, they turned out not to be a vildechaya. Aval adayin en mocha shehu bal midos tevois. There's no guarantee that he becomes a real mensch. Ela mish eved al ze. One has to work at that very hard. Belimud musar harbe. Through involvement in Musa, ubivdikas matzavo ruchani tamid, and by constantly taking the pulse of his spiritual state, uvishviras midoisav ta'avisav urtzonisav, and working on breaking negative midois and desires which are inappropriate, etc. Ve'az niyebal midois tevois. This comes from Sef Ben Yair Rabbeinu Kehilas Yaakov. Ad kan.